A reading of the Gospel according to John. At that time Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. And when he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down to heal his son who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." And Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. And while the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. They asked him when he began to recover. And they told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. And the father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. Well, there's an elevator at work that seems to have a mind of its own. You often find people who want to go up, get on when it was going down, or it takes you up when you want to go down. Basically, it seems topsy-turvy. It's not that the mechanism is broken, but we act like possession is 9/10 of the law and want it to go our way. Today's readings are something like that. The Galileans are welcoming Jesus as being from God. The Galileans are welcoming Jesus as being from God, not the temple crowd in Jerusalem. Royal officials usually expect people to come to them, but this official treats Jesus as Lord and comes to him in need. Jesus sends the man away saying, "All will be well," and the royal official believes, and his belief is vindicated by his slave's message. The first reading comes in desolate times of a return to Jerusalem when all was in disarray and the hard work of return called reconstruction would be more than difficult. Just think of pictures in Chile or Haiti. Yet Isaiah talks about God constructing joy out of it all. What are we called to believe today as everything seems to be dissolving into chaos? Today, the Ides of March, when Rome went into chaos. And on one trip to the Midwest, I learned it's also the day the buzzards returned to Hinckley, Ohio, as sure as the swallows to Capistrano. Celebrations of buzzards who recycle death into life. Paradoxes just multiply. What do we believe of the mystery of death and resurrection, betrayal, pain and suffering transformed into joy and new life this Lent? How do these readings challenge us to grow in faith? Are we not like Jerusalem with not one stone left upon a stone, whether in here economically or in job markets or in Haiti, Chile, or Afghanistan? Aren't we a people whose dreams seem impossible? Yet we hear that God will transform everything beyond our wildest thoughts or hopes. Sometimes I am like the royal official, caught in my own self-importance, until I can do no more but seek help. For what kind of healing do you and I come in our desperation before the Lord? The royal official traveled and waited on news of what Jesus had done. For what do we wait on the Lord this Lent? Can we believe?